start introducing you now. I'm so excited that these performers that we have right now are some of the most outstanding. Norman is a roots music legend. Uh-oh. Profoundly influential performer and songwriter, and one of a handful who have both preserved and left an indelible stamp upon the rich legacy of Southern rural music over the past 40 years. He's performed over the years with many legendary artists, including Johnny Cash, Joan Baez, the Carter Family, Kris Kristofferson, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. He's also recorded special projects with Bill Monroe, Tony Rice, Michelle Schacht, Steve Earle, Rich O'Brien, and June Carter Cash. Frequently recording and performing with his wife, Nancy, Norman Blake has become a model for a guitarist intent on substance rather than flash, and musician seeking to tap the roots of American popular music. He's become a regular Grammy nominee. In the 1990s, Norman and Nancy's four releases all received Grammy nominations in the Best Traditional Folk Recording category. Blind Dog in 1990, Just Give Me Something I'm Used To, 1993, While Passing Along This Way, 1995, In the Hobo's Last Ride, 1996. In the late 1990s, Chattanooga Sugar Babe, Norman's first solo recording in many years, was released and was also nominated for a Grammy. Most recently, he's contributed two tracks to the double platinum soundtrack for Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And Nancy Blake, who was Nancy Short when they met in 1972, began studying the cello when she was 12 years old, and she began recording and performing with Norman in 1974. In 1986, she released her first solo album entitled Grand Junction. The critically acclaimed recording ended up in the New York Daily News Best 8 LPs for 1986 in any category. In 1988, Nancy received the prestigious invitation to perform at the first World Cello Congress held at the University of Maryland. She returned to World Cello Congress II in July of 1997, held in St. Petersburg, Russia, guided by Mstislav Rostropovich. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Norman and Nancy Blake.
Well, I'm going to tell you, folks, with a rundown like that, we just as well go to the house, I think.
I feel disjointed. That can't be me.
We either got a lot to live up to, or we've lived a long, long time. I'm not sure.
We peaked, dude.
You know what the old song says, we live a long, long time to get old. I always think it's nice to people talk about the Grammy nominations and everything. We appreciate all that. I was beginning to feel like one of those old actors that goes out to those Academy Awards, you know, always nominated and never wins. But they actually had to give us one here the last time around, so we do appreciate that.
It looks good on the shelf with the 78 collection.
Yeah. It makes a great doorstop, I'm going to tell you. Well, enough of this. Well, you know, I can't help but think being down here in the great state of Florida, a lot goes on, and I'm not going to wax political at all.
Please.
I'm going to keep my comments politically, confine them to the Spanish-American War. So.
All right, and I can get on board.
Here's a little song we'll start off with. It's about that vintage. I got my gun. First Spaniard I saw coming, boys, drop my gun and run. 'Twas all about that battleship of Maine. Well, why are you running? Are you afraid to die? Well, the reason I'm running is because I cannot fly. was all about that battleship of Maine. That war with that great nation, Spain. When I get back to Spain, I'm gonna honor my old name. It was all about that battleship of Maine. I give my feet good exercise and nothing else to do. 'Twas all about that battleship of Maine. Oh, they chased me all through Cuba. I thought I'd lose my life. If I get back to Mobile, I'm gonna send my darling wife to fight for that battleship of Maine. That war with that great nation, Spain. When I get back to Spain, I'm gonna honor my own name. It was all about that battleship of Maine. Chasing me, fell down on my knees. First thing I cast my eyes upon was a great big pot of peas. Was all about that battleship of Maine. All them peas was so greasy, and the meat it was so fat. The soldiers fighting Spaniards while I was a fighting that. It was all about that battleship of Maine. That war with that. When I get back to Spain, I'm gonna honor my own name. It was all about that battleship of Maine. The Rough Riders wear buttons on the side, cost 5 1/2 a pair. 'Twas all about that battleship of Maine. What kind of shoes do them old farmers wear? All run down, the cost $1 a pair. 'Twas all about that battleship of Maine. At war with that. When I get back to Spain, I'm gonna honor my own name. It was all about that battleship of Maine.
First,
well, we'll carry right along, but with that same war. It seems like it's a good subject there, a little different. Different mood on it. Maybe I could use a little more high end on something up here on this guitar. This one's called The Cuban Soldier. Thank you. Spanish dungeon, a Cuban soldier lay, slowly dying from the torture inflicted day by day. He begged to send a message, but his kindness it was denied. So he called his comrades to him, and he told his story ere he died. When Cuba gains her freedom, and the Spaniard ceases to reign, there's a love on that island I'll never see again. Find her for me, comrade, and tell her you were by my side. And I bid you take this message to a soldier's promised bride. That same old story, comrade. Love falters when duty is done. When Cuba was struggling for her freedom, I was ordered to my gun. Now I'm a captain dying, and the struggle will soon be want you to tell her to meet me where the soldiers fight no more. When Cuba gains her freedom and the Spaniard cease to reign, there's a loved one on that island I'll never find her for me, comrade, and tell her you were by my side. And bid you take this message to a soldier's promised bride. All right, thank you. The Cuban Soldier, that's another old Carter family number that they recorded. They did so many good poetic songs. Started in 1927 and recorded 10 or 11 years, I guess it was, and before they broke up, went their ways. And here's a...
You knew all of them, didn't you?
Yeah, I didn't know all of them. I didn't know AP and Sarah, the two of
that
side. I knew Maybelle's side, and I knew Maybelle's husband, who's AP's brother, Heck, and Mother Maybelle, and then June, Helen, and Anita. Of course, we've lost all of them. Every one of them's gone now, the original, original clan. Jeanette Carter still hanging on. She's A.P. and Sarah's daughter, and her brother Joe. They're still playing music up at Macy Springs, Virginia.
Every Saturday night.
Yeah, at the old home place. They call it the Carter Family Fold, and Jeanette's 80 years old now. I'll quit playing with this in a minute, boys. Here's a couple of tunes we'll play for you. First one's called Miss Forbes' Farewell. and we'll lapse off into one that has entirely no relationship to it, called The Flower from the Fields of Alabama. And long ago, as the sun was sinking low, down in Alabama, neath the southern sky. It was in the month of June, when the roses were in bloom, by the roadside they'd greet you passing by.
She's a flower from the fields of Alabama.
Take her, for she loves you, yes I know.
Look where you go, she's a blessing to be. bestow. She's a flower from the fields of Alabama. Journey there I went for the blessing and consent of the mother of the girl I hoped to wed. As I drew near to that place, tears ran down her rosy face. When I asked her for a daughter, then she said, she's a flower from the fields of Alabama. Pick her for she loves you, yes I know. Look where you go, she's a blessing to bestow. She's a flower from the fields of Alabama. In that cottage door, thanking all the days of yore, and the dear old wife standing by my side. What a change has taken place by the wrinkles in her face. Her pretty locks of brown have turned to gray. She's a flower from the field of Alabama. Pick her for she loves you, yes I know. And look where you go. She's a blessing to bestow. She's a flower from the fields of Alabama. Just yesterday that maiden young and gay promised me she would be my loving bride. In her eyes true love I see, she's just as dear to me as she was the day I heard her mother say, she's a flower from the fields of Alabama. Take her for she loves you, yes I know. She's a flower from the fields of Alabama.
Let's pick one.
All righty then.
First fret.
Okay. Well, here's a couple of tunes we'll try to do.
Let's pick one, and I say, which one?
Yeah, which one, yeah. Well, I know two of them. Let's play the other.
Well, okay.
You feel like you struck an A chord there where you're at. Yeah. Lordy mercy.
That?
I like that.
Right.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Here's two hornpipes. We have two hornpipes. Right.
That's right. You have to try to please the lead man there.
Yeah.
That's right.
First one's called President Garfield. And that's right. And the other one is called the Mountain Ranger Hornpipe. Or if you look them up in Cole's 1000 Fiddle Tunes, when you look up the Mountain Ranger, it says, see the rosebud reel, and you flip over there, and it says, see the Mountain Ranger. So, anyway.
So much for academia.
Yeah. Okay. They're both in B flat, yeah. Actually.
That's why they cross reference it.
Yeah. That's all we know is they're in B flat. That's very easy for me. I just put this crutch on the third fret. And
you got B flat. For me, dude.
Yeah, that's right.
that in Georgia. So we he was right in time.
I like him too.
Yeah, there's always that frog that wants to be a star. Hey! Like I've never jumped over anything.
Don't get her started now. When the roses bloom in Dixieland, got a letter from the sunny south, from my girl in Tennessee. She said she'd love me like she used to do, and was waiting there for me. I answered back her letter, though I'm far away. When the roses bloom in I am coming back to stay. When the roses bloom in Dixieland, I am coming back to you. When the birds are singing music grand, you're the sweetest girl I ever knew. I am saving up my money, my little cabin home for two. When the roses bloom in Dixieland, I am coming back to you. At that railroad train, I said, honey, won't you wait for me? I'm going to make a lot of money up north. It's me for old Tennessee. When the roses bloom in Dixieland, I am coming back. Birds are singing music grand to the sweetest When the roses bloom in Dixieland. That one's been around a long time. Get her to get the mandolin here and we'll change around a little bit. I haven't been keeping up with the time. We may be overstaying our welcome and it's late, but I don't reckon we got anything else to do, have we? None of us. We're going to. Always like to say sometimes that our music is not for the faint-hearted, but
we knew you guys were tough when we drove in.
Well, how about we do that old number there? It's a true song there called Billy Richardson's Last Ride in the Key of G. He rode that G chord right on down the line. Uncle Billy Richardson was an engineer over in West Virginia. I don't know, somewhere back around 1910, somewhere in that era. He was a big old long tall feller, wore white overalls, and had a flowing white beard, his railroad cap, and he'd been a railroading all his life. This song's true. It's about Uncle Billy Richardson. West Virginia mountains came the early morning mail. Old number three was westbound, the fastest on the rail. She pulled right into Hinton, a junction on the line. With a Baldwin Mountain engine, they made the run on time. Billy Richardson at Hinton was called to take that run. To pull the fastest mail train from there to Huntington. His fireman he reported for duty on the line, and reading their train orders left Hinton right on time. Fireman that he couldn't happy be. He could die while pulling a train like number three. I want to die on duty, right in my cab, said he, while I'm pulling eastbound number four or westbound number three. And the fireman then said, Billy, you know you're old and gray. Your name is on the pension list, you should retire someday. But Billy said, dear fireman, the truth I'm telling you, I must die right in my engine cab and nothing else will do. Came westbound number three. By Thurman and by Cotton Hill, no danger could he see. His head then struck a mail crane while pulling down the line. He'll never pull his train again to Huntington on time. He pulled the fastest time freight sent the U.S. mail. He pulled that fast excursion to the music of the rail. He's lost his life on duty in his engine capsule three, while pulling in Montgomery on Westbound number 3. Now, ladies, if your husband is a railroad engineer, you know he is in danger and death is ever near. You know he loves you dearly while he is by your side, but remember that his next run may be his farewell ride.
Song he's fixing to do reminds me of the Red Clay Ramblers.
Yeah, they used to sing that.
Tommy Thompson.
Yeah.
Good banjo player who's no longer here with us.
Right.
Miss him a lot.
Old buddy Jim Watson. He's working with Robin and Linda Williams, I believe, these days.
He's still alive.
Yeah, he's still. Yeah, Jim's still ordering passing away.
That's what happens when you get older. It's like people I know who are dead and people I know who are alive. I'm getting real disgusting because I remind myself now my dad, the first 10 minutes of any conversation I have with him now is like, who died?
Who's where?
Yeah, who's left? Yeah. There's more of us left than went, but
yeah.
Anyway. I digress, I'm sorry.
Well, feel free there. You know. In the Shadow of the Pine is the song being referred to. Kelly Harrell did a version of this on Victor way back yonder in the dear dead days beyond recall.
You're talking dim and distant, aren't
dim
you?
Dim and distant past, yes I am. This version is attributed, and I'm going to try to attempt to sing for you that Nancy's going to help me on, is Bascom Lamar Lunsford, the old country lawyer from Asheville, North Carolina, who made his treks through the mountains over there for many years collecting songs and practicing very little law but playing a lot of banjo and collecting a lot of songs.
How many songs did he record for the Smithsonian?
He recorded for the Library of Congress I don't remember what year, but he recorded 300 just right off the top of his head that time.
Like in one day's time.
One day or something, yeah.
He was full of it, you know.
He was a phenom. So this is kind of his set of words to this one, and then the music kind of gets dictated by the basics. We wandered beneath the shadow of the pines, my love and I. The wind was blowing gently from the sea. When a sad and fateful darkness stole across the summer sky, a shadow came between my love and me. And anger words were spoken, almost unawares, hasty answers to unthinking anger led. Our heart felt bitter longings and our weepings and our prayers ne'er could make those false and cruel words unsaid. Come back to me, sweetheart, and love me as before. Back to me, sweetheart. Shadow. You took that ring I gave you, not one glance you cast at me, as you held the jeweled trinket in your hand. And then you turned and tossed it in the waters of the sea, as the waves were splashing idly on the sand. You went your way unheeding the tears I could not hide. You went your way, not a word was said. Underneath this heart was breaking, beneath this mask of pride, and the pine tree sobbed in pity overhead. Come back to me, sweetheart, and love me as before. Back to me, sweetheart, and leave. Sun no longer shines. Come, love, and meet me in this shadow. Bitter dreaming, but to call out your name. I sleep again to dream of you once more. My foolish pride has left me, I'll admit I was to blame. Come back, my dear, and love me as before. For the future years are shadowed with the darkness of despair. In the joy of life, love's sun no longer shines. Give this old world gladly once again to meet you there, reunited in the shadow of the pine. Come back to me, sweetheart, and love me as before. Back to me, sweetheart, lead me nevermore. Our lives dark. The sun no longer shines. Come, love, and meet me in this shadow of the pine.
Got one called Jimmy in the Swamp.
Yeah, Lord. Get a pair of wire pliers and cut her out of it. Make sure I know the words. This is a song that the Carters used to sing. They made a record of it. We always like to try to do it. One more up, and let's see. Called Anchored in Love Divine. Let's see if we can sing that one for you. We appreciate what a good bunch of folks you've been, and we're going to try to do this one and ease out. Thank you so much. Nice to be here with you. Thank you very much.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Playing for you.